الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we continue to talk about the chapter that deals with sutra or screen. And we have with us hadith number 108. And the brother would read it for us, please.
Ibn Abbas reported, "I came riding on a female donkey and I was on the threshold of maturity. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leading people in prayer at Mina not to a wall. I passed in front of the row and got down and sent the donkey for grazing and joined the row. And nobody made an objection to it."
Okay, the hadith is regarding an issue, and that is Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, who was about to reach the age of puberty, which means that he's not a child that people would not talk to and say this is a sin. Sometimes we have children and they do wrong things, they do sinful things, but we do not talk to them because they're not at the age of puberty, which must make us tell them to stop. Ibn Abbas says, "I was not like this. I was almost close to the age of puberty. And I came on a donkey, a female donkey." And this would not matter to the situation, whether it's a male or a female donkey. "And he passed in front of the worshippers while praying with the Prophet in congregation. Not only that, he dismounted and left the donkey to go between the rows." So imagine while you're praying, the donkey passes in front of you, then goes to the following row and passes in front of that. And no one ever spoken a word to Ibn Abbas. Imagine if someone next to you, while in prayer, his mobile goes on with music while you're praying, and he keeps it for about 20, 30 seconds before turning it off. After he turns it off and you finish prayer, what do you do? You surely would talk to him and say, "Akhi, fear Allah, this is not permissible to have music in your mobile. And to add to that, you have it in the masjid, this is extra haram, double haram." Ibn Abbas, no one spoke to him about his donkey that was going through the rows. Why? Scholars say, because it was known to them that the sutra, the screen in front of the imam, is sufficient for them. So nothing harms their prayer, nothing affects their prayer, because they're praying to an imam. And we have hadith 109, and we need the brother to read it for us, please.
Aisha reported, "I used to sleep in the front of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with my legs between him and the Qibla. When he prostrated himself, he pinched me and I drew up my legs. And when we stood up, I stretched them out." She said, "At the time there was no lamps in the houses."
Very well. There are so many lessons to be learned from this great hadith. And among them is that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, used to say, "May Allah forgive you." Why? She says, "You have made us women equivalent to the dogs and to the donkeys. I used to sleep in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and my legs would be extended between him and the Qibla. And whenever he wanted to prostrate, he would pinch me so that I would pull my legs and he would have enough space to prostrate. And then when he stood up, I stretched them as before." Why did she say such a thing? Because the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam narrated a hadith where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "In case there is not before him," that is the worshipper, "an object like the back of a saddle." Remember, the height of the sutra should be about a foot high. This is the back of a saddle. The saddle you put on a camel. It's different than the saddle you put on a horse. You need a bigger saddle on a camel to protect your back. So the Prophet is saying that as in case that there is nothing before him or in front of him, like the back of a saddle, a Muslim's prayer would be cut off, would be nullified, the word is cut off, by the passing of a donkey, a woman, and a black dog. And when he was asked, what's the difference between a yellow dog and a black dog? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, a black dog is a devil. So Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she objected to this hadith. And her understanding was that this is not logical because I used to sleep in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and this did not nullify, did not cut off his prayer. So the hadith she rejected because she believed that it was not authentic hadith, or at least it was not as they understood it, the companions. But this understanding of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, we consider it to be rejected. Why? Because the hadith was narrated by Abu Hurairah and Abdullah ibn al-Mughaffal and Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with them all. So all of this means that the hadith is authentic and it's not a mistake of one man. It was narrated by three companions, so definitely it is accepted. And this is why, if you add to this objection of Aisha, plus what Abdullah ibn Abbas said regarding the donkey that was walking in front of people, this is why scholars differed in understanding or accepting the hadith that I've mentioned to you about the three things that cut off the prayer. Some of them said, I do not accept this hadith because the other hadiths seem to contradict with it. Only with the dog, it's okay. Imam Ahmad, for example, says that the dog cuts the prayer, but women do not, because hadith of Aisha when she was sleeping, and the donkey does not because hadith of Ibn Abbas when he made the donkey go between the rows. Other scholars say, and then the majority, that the prayer is not nullified, it is not cut off, but it is reduced in reward, meaning that if these three pass in front of you, then your reward has been reduced. However, the most authentic opinion of scholars is that the hadith is correct, and you cannot simply say that it is unjustifiable, therefore I will not accept it. And the scholars who accepted this hadith as it is answered the doubts casted by those who rejected the hadith by saying the hadith of Ibn Abbas is clear. The sutra of the Imam is sutra to those who are behind him. Therefore, it doesn't affect their prayer to have the donkey going between their rows. As for passing of women, the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, does not say that she passed. On the contrary, she was stationary. She was there. She did not pass. And this is the difference. Scholars say, if my wife, my sister, my daughter was sitting, can I pray to her as a sutra? They say, yes, you can. Because the hadith tells us what nullifies your prayer is not her being in front of you, it's her passing in front of you. So I can pray to my daughter when she's sitting in front of me as a sutra. But if I'm praying and she comes and passes in front of me, my prayer is nullified, it's void. Why is that? This is what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the choice of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim and other great scholars of Islam who say that this is the norm. If these three things, a woman who has reached puberty, not a young girl does not affect your prayer. A woman who has reached puberty, whether she is a mahram or non-mahram. So even if your wife passes in front of you, even if your sister, your daughter, your mother, this nullifies your prayer. And a donkey, any type of donkey. So a donkey, a mule, male, female, does not change the fact. And a dog, providing that the dog is a black dog. Why? Because a black dog is a devil. And scholars commented, what is meant by a devil? Is it meant to be that he is from the jinn or anything else? Scholars say that devil is anything that has gone out of its way in evil. And the most evil of all dogs are usually those who are black. And that is why, due to their devilish character, not because they are jinn, due to their devilish character and evil that they have in them, they nullify the prayer. And some scholars say that nevertheless, it is a possibility that the jinn can go into these black dogs and they can take the shape of black dogs. We know that jinn have, or the devils and the jinn generally speaking, have the ability to change their form, to transform from one being to the other. They have the ability to adapt. So it can also be that the black dog is a devil. We have a short break. Stay tuned and inshallah, we'll be right back.